So we always find ourselves in the same quandary when we get close to Yom Tov. So on the one hand, we're learning a whole series of shiurim, sugyas, from one week to the next. And the other end is Yom Tov, almost Hanukkah, so it's a little bit in Yad Yoma. So Baruch Hashem, I think we're able to find a little bit of a good mix, hopefully for tonight's shiur, that on the one hand, it's going to be in Yad Hanukkah. On the other hand, it's very, very much in sync with some of the things that we're talking about, because this year is really dedicated to the sugyas in the first parak, Maseches Kedushin, that deal with the halachas between avos and banim and parents and children, both in terms of obligations of parents toward children and vice versa. So, of course, one of the most basic fundamental obligations is the notion of chinuch, of training one's children to do the mitzvahs properly. So, we'll try to learn to the sug and lomdus and halacha as to how this plays out in terms of the mitzvah and Eres Chanukah. So, not only are the two issues connected in terms that come from the same root, chinuch and Chanukah, but in terms of real lomdus and in terms of prach halacha maisa. So, it's a very, very important sug. So, the sug begins in the first of the Mamakomos. It seems to be a very simplistic statement of the Shulchan Aruch, but it's a very cryptic statement as well. Shulchan Aruch in the first Siddur Mamakomis tells us, Kotan shigil l'chinuch tzorch lahadlik. Once a child reaches the age of higil l'chinuch, and higil l'chinuch is a certain degree subjective, and a certain degree depends on the mitzvah per se, the Gemara tells us in the end of the third parak of Masechet Sukkah that each mitzvah has to be assessed, and each kotan has to be assessed. So let's say if you have a mitzvah such as lulav, so you have to understand, what does it mean to shake a lulav? The kotan has to be old enough to understand how to do that properly. If he thinks that you take a lulav and you bang your younger brother with it, so now he's in low gil l'chin. Well, it's in the midst of sukkah. So the midst of sukkah requires that a person eats and sleeps and lives in the sukkah. So the kid is 3 years old and he can't sleep by himself. He gets scared, he gets nervous, and goes runs to his mother every time. So that's not the gil l'chin yet. So different mitzvahs require a different degree of maturity, and different children will mature at different ages. But there is a certain point where the child reaches the gil l'chinuch. So there you have, let's say, probably take a 10-year-old kid. So he's for sure a gil l'chinuch for Chanukah. He understands what Chanukah is all about. If someone's watching him, he could light the candles a little safely. In the end, that's a gil l'chinuch. So the Shulchan Aruch says, he's a gil l'chinuch, he's a l'chinuch. So then no different than any other mitzvah. There's chinuch on mitzvahs deraisa. There's chinuch on mitzvahs derabanan. So the same way we bring our kids to shul to hear the shofar, we encourage them to eat matzah at the seder, and we have to wear tzitzis when they're old enough. So we have to make sure that our children fulfill the mitzvah there is Chanukah as well. The problem is, what exactly is Shulchan Aruch talking about exactly? Well, what scenario is the Mechaber describing that the child, this Gil Chinuch, is supposed to be going ahead and lighting Neres Hanukkah? So pushing the question back a little bit, forget about a Gil Chinuch. What if this child is over the age of Bar Mitzvah or over the age of Bas Mitzvah? Men and women are the same when it comes to Neres Hanukkah. So what obligation, if any, does a teenager have? What obligation, for that matter, does any B'nai HaBayis have in terms of Neres Hanukkah? So we know there's a very, very famous Gemara in Masechet Shabbos, Nafchaf Aleph from the days, where the Gemara lines up for us the different degrees of ways of fulfilling the mitzvah of Neres Chanukah. There's the bare bone minimum, Neri Shabeso, one candle for each and every night. You never go up, never go down, one candle. And that one candle exempts all the Bnei Bayis. So you have five kids, so you, your wife, five children, one candle the first night, one candle the second night, one candle the third night, and you can't say did anything wrong. You fulfill the mitzvah of Neres Chanukah. Nobody that I know of does Neres Chanukah that way. We go for the next level, the Gemara says. Mahadrin. What's Mahadrin? Oh, Mahadrin is a whole different story. So each and every member of the family lights, has one candle lit for them on each night of Chanukah. But you don't change any night. First night is let's say there are seven people in the family, so there are seven candles the first night, seven candles the second night, seven candles the third night. Nobody that I know does that either. Comes the third level, Mahadra Minamadra, the best of the best, the greatest, best possible way to fulfill the mitzvah. You go up per nights of Hanukkah. First night, you have one candle, second night, two candles, third night, etc. Everybody that we know, the entire world, does Mahadra Minamadra. There's a lot of drush about that. Why is it that there is Hanukkah? Everyone becomes the biggest Machamir. Reuven Esrog, you look around, not everyone has the most beautiful Reuven Esrog. Not everyone has the most beautiful Talisman. Some people just do the bare minimum. But when it comes to Neres Chanukah, nobody, not from one end of the spectrum classical to the other, nobody ever heard it says, yeah, well, Chazal said it's okay, Neres Shabbos, we'll go Neres Shabbos. So that's a good drush, but not for now. So as to why that phenomenon is true. What's a little bit unclear in the Gemara is that how do you understand what the optimal level is? The Gemara clearly divided into three different categories. There's the lowest of the low, there's the medium, there's the optimal. The optimal level is you go per night of Hanukkah. but it's unclear what exactly that means. So the Shulchan Aruch in the second of the Maamar Kamos quotes a major machlokes in the Rishonim. Kama Neiros Madlik. What are you supposed to do? Shulchan Aruch is telling you, this is the guidebook. This is the, not the Kitta Shulchan Aruch, but this is the Shulchan Aruch telling you, what is a Jew supposed to do on each night of Hanukkah? So comes the Shulchan Aruch and says, Kama Neiros Madlik. The Laila Rishon Madlik Echad. On the first night, you light one candle. Mikan ve'elach mosi v'holich echad b'chol laila. On the second night, so you add, ad shebelel achron yushmeina. Until you get to the last night of Hanukkah, you have eight candles. How many members are in the family? Says the Shulchan Aruch, it's irrelevant. It doesn't matter whether you have five kids, seven kids, two kids, you're by yourself with your wife, it doesn't matter. Whatever night of Hanukkah is, that's the amount, that is the precise amount of candles that's supposed to be lit for you. No more and no less. If you want to know what the highest of the highest of the highest is to light per the night of Hanukkah, irrelevant to the amount of people who happen to live in your household. That's the famous Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch. Where did the Shulchan Aruch get it from? He got it right out of Tosfos. Tosfos writes this way. And Tosfos says, if you do anything different, then you're defeating the purpose. Why? The whole purpose of Mahadran and Mahadran is to identify which night it is, to highlight the fact that the miracles continue and continue and growing and growing and growing. So imagine a person has five members of his family and it's the third night of Hanukkah. So imagine what would happen if he puts 15 candles in the window. So the guy is walking past the window, is trying to catch the blaze. Is it the third night of Hanukkah? The guy's got five people in the family. Is it the fifth night of Hanukkah? The guy's got three people in the family. Or it's the sixth night of Hanukkah, and he's got 10 people in his family. He's got 60 candles. The guy's doing his math. What's going on? Is it the fourth night of Hanukkah? The guy got 15 kids? Or is it the sixth night of Hanukkah? The guy's got 10 kids? He has no idea. So you defeated the whole purpose of Tosfos. So the only way to highlight the fact that you're on X night of Hanukkah, whatever the night is only to have one menorah lit for the entire B'nai Bayis. That's the sheet of Tosfos. That's the sheet of the Shulchan Aruch. And that's the practice of the Sfaradim Ad Hayom Hazeh. That's what Sfaradim do today. Most of the Sfaradim follow this practice, that there's one menorah for the entire household. It's irrelevant how many people you are in the family. Then comes the Ramah HaGav Yeshomer. There are those who say, the Chol Echad B'nai Bayis Yadlik. No. Whatever night of Hanukkah is, so you light that amount of candles times the amount of people who are in the house. And says the Ramah, that's what the standard midig in our community is. So what about Tosfos' concern that people are going to get confused? So he quotes from the early Achren who say, Tosfos' concern is not such a big concern. Just separate the candles. Make it obvious. Don't have everyone's candles right on top of each other. Make it clear. This is one group of candles. This is the fifth night of candles. And this is the fifth night of candles. And there happen to be six people in my family. No one's going to get confused. The later poskim say that the way we light in menorahs. In the olden days, loved after they lit in menorahs. The Rishonim said, they stuck candles out on the table. And showing, you don't need a menorah for the Tashas and the Halacha. So if you're lighting just candles on the windowsill or the table or something, then Taka, it's a real concern. Then you have to really be careful to separate the candles one from another. Otherwise, no one has any idea what night of Hanukkah is. It defeats the whole person of Menisa. As matter as that, we all light in menorahs. So you can see, you can have five menorahs next to each other. You walk by, you look carefully enough, you'll see. This is one kid's menorah, this is Plony's menorah, this is Abonis menorah, I'm sure. So you don't have to be so concerned with the separating the menorahs. You have to have a psalmovlud. You have the three tefachim between the menorahs. It's obvious. This is the menorah, this is the menorah, this is the menorah. So the bottom line is there are two very, very different practices in Klal Yisrael. There's the Sfaradi practice of one menorah per the entire household. And then there's the Ashkenazi practice of a menorah per each person in the household.
Why does neither the Shulchan Aruch nor the Ramah make mention of the fact that this is Mahajan and Mahajan?
You mean how come nobody mentions the first thing? Nobody says what the Ikra Halacha is.
Look, right, that's just, this is the baseline. Based on Pesach, when both of them is the Mahajan and Mahajan.
Right, so basically it's fascinating because nowhere in Shulchan Aruch does it say what the Gemara says. So it's lo ola al hadas by the days of the Shulchan Aruch that anyone's going to light the Neri Shabesa. Means it's not even on the board. What? Meshuggah is only lighting one candle on Hanukkah. Everybody's lying this way. The Shulchan Aruch is telling you how to live your life. It's lo ola al hadas anyone's going to do what the baseline based on it. Even though you're right, it's interesting. It's important for us to know what the baseline was, but in terms of practice, halacha, it's irrelevant. That's what the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah don't even mention. There is something very strange about these two minhagim that developed in Klal Yisrael, the Sfaradi minhag and the Ashkenazi minhag, is that the Sfaradi minhag is based on Shittas HaTosfos, and the Ashkenazi minhag happens to be based on Shittas HaRambam. So the Taz has this famous comment on Hilchos Chanukah that says, This is against the regular rules of Psach Halacha. The Balei Tosfos is all Ashkenaz. The Balei Tosfos is all our great grandparents. The Rambam was a Sephardi. So 999 out of 1,000 times, the Shulchan Aruch follows the Rambam, and the Rambam follows the Balei Tosfos. So the Taz writes, for some strange reason, the tables were turned. This is more of a Purim Nafichu than Chanukah. Says the table was turned. The Taz says, I have no idea why this happened. That the Ashkenazim are following the Rambam and the Sfarim are following the Tosfos. The Mice, that's what happened. The bottom line is that's what happened. So now, based on what we have here, we have to go back to our original statement of Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch said that a katan shegil l'chinuch tzach l'havel. What does it mean? What do those words mean? So in the world of the Rambam, in the world of the Ashkenazim, I understand exactly what it means. Standard practice, mahadrin mahadrin, is that each and every member of the family lights a menorah. So I would have thought, what does it mean, every member of the family? Each child should give the chinuch lights. Each child should give the bar mitzvah lights. Kamash malan, the Shulchan Aruch, afilu gilachinuch. Even though the gilachinuch is not really chayv in mitzvahs totally, but the same way when mechanech had kids, their shofar and the shekeluv and the sukkah, imatz, etc., when mechuyv to mechanech had children to do the mitzvah of Neres Chanukah. And since the doing of the mitzvah of Neres Chanukah requires of us that each person lights their own menorah, so be it, according to the Ashkenazim, even the Ketanim Shigil L'Chinuch should also be lighting them. But there's a tremendous Chiddush in this chat. That's what the halacha is, that Ketanim Shigil L'Chinuch means, that you have to be mechanech your kids to light their own menorah. That's only a hiddur. Let's not forget, you know, we've been so brainwashed that that's a light near his Hanukkah, we forgot what the Ikar did is. So now the halacha is telling us a tremendous Chiddush. Chinuch applies not only to Ikari Hadin, Chinuch applies to Hidurim as well. Even though when this kid turns by mitzvah, he doesn't really have to light. Because mikra din ner shebeisai. Even though the lighting for each particular person, each individual person in the family is only b'teres hiddur, afa b'chein, that hiddur was supposed to be mechadach children to do. So that would be a chiddush. But that's not what the Shulchan Aruch meant. There's no way when the Shulchan Aruch made the statement, there's no way in the world where Yosef Cairo meant what I just said, that he's describing a family where everybody's lighting, and even the 10-year-old has to jump in and light as well. Because the Mechaber holds that even the 15-year-old, even the 20-year-old doesn't light. Only the father lights, only the Balabais lights. So what does the Shulchan Aruch mean when he says that? So the Mishnah Berurah, in the third of the Maamar Kamos, raises this question. So comes the Mishnah Berurah and says, in the third of the Maamar Kamos, according to what the Sephardi practice that the Mechaber quotes, is that one menorah for the whole family. The Mahadran Mahadran is just simply add an extra candle, but not 20 candles for the Bnei Bayis. Al Korchach Mairikan, Shakotan Hazeh Yeshla Bayis, Bnei Atzmoy. When the Shulchan Aruch says, Kotan Shehil Chinuch has the light, that means a Kotan who's not being Yotze with his Bnei Bayis. Why is he not being Yotze? He's living by himself. He's a very mature Kotan. He's 10 years old. He's got his own room. I don't mean his own bedroom in your house. He's got his own house. He's got his own apartment. So he's got his own house. Oh, I would have thought, well, he's not really chayv mitzvah anyway. He's under bar mitzvah. Kamash balon mitam chinuch. He is mechuyev to light al chinuch. If that's the case, so then the Shulchan Aruch is not describing that there's chinuch for hidurim. The Shulchan Aruch is describing this chinuch for the real mekoy, for the real mitzvah. What would the din be? Is there a din of chinuch and hidurim? I have no idea. But that's not what the Shulchan Aruch is talking about. But now the Mishnah Berurah continues. But avaladidon, we, says the Mishnah Berurah, Chaim is Ashkenaz, says we Ashkenazim, the nogin shkolecha tzorach lahadil lahadik bnei hatzmo, and kein kama kotin hazeh tzorach b'chol gavi lahadik bnei hatzmo. V'achi pasuk haramaliyah, that's exactly what the Ramah says. But now, says the Mishnah Berurah, it could be the following split of Aldasa Shalti Gibur Mamiri, the Philly Didon in Sach Lachanaka Kot, Malatmayatsmo, no Sheshabas Vyatsmo. There come a group of Rishon Red Shalti Gibayim and Meiris who say that even with Didon, the Ashkenazim, that all the Bnei Abayis light, that's only the Bnei Abayis over the age of Bar Mitzvah. Under the age of Bar Mitzvah, you don't have to be Mechanech them. Aye, but isn't there Chinuch on Mitzvah the Rabbanan? Yeah, there's Chinuch on Chiyuvim the Rabbanan. There's no Chiyuv on Hidurim at all. So we're not 100% sure what the din is. Halacha l'maisa. Bottom line, the Ashkenazi family, everyone's getting ready to light the menorah. All kids over the age of bar mitzvah are getting all geared up to light. What about the 10-year-old? So according to the Shulchan Aruch, even the 15-year-old shouldn't be lighting. But according to the Ramah, that the 15-year-old should be lighting, Should the 10-year-old be lighting? So the Mishnah Berurah, quoting the Rambam, says, yeah, absolutely. And then he quotes some others who say, not so poshut, not so simple. What's that practice? I think it's poshut. I think the minute Yisrael is, the kids light. No, am I correct? The kids, the 2-year-olds don't light. Once the kid's old enough to safely to light, so we do encourage the children to light. So our minute is to follow the Rambam. But there's chinuch not just on Neres Chanukah, there's chinuch on the Hebrew of Neres Chanukah as well. There is a very, very strange, it's hard for me to call it a minhag, but I think it's a practice that may exist in a lot of homes, myself included, that a very, very strange thing, that certain people of the family light before they're obligated to mitzvahs, and once they turn to the age of being obligated to mitzvahs, they stop lighting. Who are those people? Half the members of your family, the girls. So there's an age-old question about whether when we speak about all the B'nai Abayis light Neres Chanukah, that's the Lashon of the Rishon, that's the Lashon of the Gemara, all the B'nai Abayis. Who are the B'nai Abayis exactly? What about the B'nos Abayis? You have a 16-year-old girl living in your house, right? Your daughter. Is she Chayeves, according to the Ramah, to light her Omen or again? According to the Shulchan Aruch, we don't know the answer to that question. We know the women are Chayeves in Neres Chanukah, but according to the Shulchan Aruch, they Yotzi with the fathers. So Lididon, that we have the Minigah, the Ramah, that everyone's supposed to light. Does everybody include the girls as well? Should the girls be lighting Neres Chanukah now? So the Pashtos is that yes. The Rishonim don't say B'nei Abayis, B'nos Abayis. There's no such distinction. So the Pashtos Pshat is that women are Chayavas in Neres Chanukah. Afen Rabbi Yosef Anes. So then why should we distinguish between the girls' Hidur versus the boys' Hidur? The same way that the boy runs to be Mahadir to light the extra menorah, to be Yotz Mahadir and Mahadrin, the girl should as well. That's L'chor what we should have said. So Chassam Sofer writes that when he came from in Europe, the girls did not light. He says that was the Minhag Yisrael, that the girls, all the girls did not light. It's based on what? So Chassam Sofer suggests that Me'ikra din, they're Yotzi with the fathers, the same way the 15-year-old boys were also Yotzi with the fathers. Elama, the boys are running around to go get this Hiddur. So the girls had the Minhag that they didn't run to get this Hiddur. Why not? My had they didn't run to get the Hiddur. So Chassam Sofer says he thinks it's a throwback to the old way of lighting. Where was the original Hamlochus Neres Chanukah? The Neres Chanukah was outside. It was mamish in the Pesach HaChotir. Everybody from all the different batim and chatzeiros would combine, would join together. It was a whole tataram outdoors. Everyone would come outside to light. As the Chassam Sofer, that wasn't a good model. He said, that wasn't such a good idea. We have all the teenage girls, all the maybe it's a good shidduch venue, but maybe before the age of shidduch, it's not such a good idea. So Chassam Sofer writes, the stom of the minig was that if it would have been a chi of gomer to light, what do? You have to light. You'll have men's hours and women's hours. You'll figure out an eitzah how to light properly in tzniyos. But it's not a chi in any way. Everyone agrees that Shulchan Aruch is right. Mikra, then of course you yaitzah with the halacha of the father. Everyone agrees that that's a gemara. Neri shabesa. Elohat, we have a hiddur mitzvah. So the hiddur mitzvah was never said on for the girls because they felt there would be a little bit of a lack of tzniyos. That's Chassam Sofer suggests. No, so Mikra didn't you say with nothing? Even if you don't, they lit the Toch Beso, you Yotzi, even whether you heard nothing, see nothing, nothing, zero. There's Machaikis of Rishainim, is there an Indian to Yesha Sonisim or not? That's a further question.
So if they're not going to lie after the 12, what's the chinam?
Oh, so that's why I said that. I didn't want to call this a minute. That's why I said it's a practice. That's Madaik in my Lashon. So somehow, I know this has been the practice in my home. I can't tell you that this is, a lot of people do this, I'll take a poll, is that, you know, when my girls were little, so, you know, they were all psyched up about lighting Neres Chanukah, so they were 5 years old, 6 years old, 7 years old, so they were all lit, you know, again, the whole reason Chassam Sofer doesn't really apply, this man is ever lighting those anyway, we're not standing here, we're not having a party outside lighting, in America at least. So the little girls just all light. All of a sudden, I remember when my daughter turned 12, she's not lighting anymore, because they told her in school, girls don't light anymore, teenage girls don't light. So that became the minute. She was to convey the minute for the family. And my younger daughter is the same minute. My older sister didn't light after 12. So it's a very strange thing. The girls are lighting until they're 12 in my house, and then when they turn 12, then they stop lighting. It's a joke. It's been afichum. The whole lighting before 12 is the mechanechit. What you can do after 12? That's archid. Anyone else has that in their family? No. You're awesome. It means the girls lit when they were little, and now they stop lighting after 12. Oh, Varsha Kivantis. Okay. Probably came from the same minute, whatever it was. Anyway. Means the little girls lit?
No,
but what about the little girls? The little girls lit? Yeah, who knows what they're doing in Europe? I don't know what they're doing in Europe. I can't tell you I can just tell you what's happening in Burger Fields. I can tell you that in my house, that's what happened. Better that's a justified minute, not I can't tell you. Anyway, getting back to the story. So the bottom line is Kadosh Gilchin, there is Chinuch for Neres Hanukkah. What that means practically is a little bit unclear. What that means vis-a-vis the Hiddur, also a little bit unclear. But now comes the Gemara in the fourth of Ramah Kormos and makes an important comment about a child's hadlocha. Comes the Gemara and says, V'hash said the Amin hadlocha isa mitzvah. This is actually a throwback to a Shiloh in the Gemara. What's the real point of time when the mitzvah of Neres Hanukkah is fulfilled? And this time is the funny thing. On the one hand, there's the Maisa hadlocha. On the other hand, the placing of the menorah is critical. Because, especially with Zmanah Gemara, if you place the menorah in the wrong place, you're not Yotzeh. With Zmanah Gemara, you had to put the menorah outdoors. You put the menorah in a place nobody sees it, so you're not Yotzeh the mitzvah. So Hadlocha is an important part, and Hanocha is an important part. So Gemara is a Shaila. What's the din if nobody really did a Hadlocha, or the Hadlocha that was done wasn't done properly, but the Hanocha was done properly? So let's say, for example, I had a menorah that was lit from a while ago, and now I take that pre-existing menorah and I place it in the right place. Is that a mitzvah now? So the Gemara concludes that. The Gemara concludes Hadlocha is a mitzvah. That's why the Nuscha Bracha is not Lahaniach, Ne'er Shachanach, Lahalik Ne'er. So the Gemara concludes the Shabbos Chav Gimel, the fourth of Ma'am Mekonim, so Hashem Yamin Hadlocha is a mitzvah. Since we passed in that Hadlocha is a mitzvah, therefore, Mikachev Shed Kat Ma'os of Lokum. If somebody was not obligated in mitzvahs, does the lighting, it's not acceptable, and I would have to blow it out and relight it again. Ishabad de Babuka. If a woman lit it, then I would be, I'd say, the Yom Rabbi Shub and Levi Nashkas, because women are obligated in Eretz Chanukah, they were involved in the miracle like men, so women are obligated, even though it's a Gram, but this is an exception to the rule. So it's clear from the Gemara that a Katan cannot be the one to light the menorah on your behalf. If you have a 15-year-old kid, he can light the menorah on your behalf. He can be Motzi or Neri Shabesa. It doesn't mean only the father, not only the Baal Bas. Any member of the Bnei Bais can light on behalf of the Bnei Bais. But the Katan can't. How old is the Katan that the Gemara is talking about? Is the Gemara talking about a 2-year-old? Or is the Gemara talking about a 12-year-old? Is the Gemara talking about Higil L'chinuch or not? So Pashup Shah, if the Shulchan Aruch told us Katan Shigil L'chinuch is Tarif L'Hadla, he's Chayiv in Eretz Chanukah, so one could argue, once you're Chayiv in Eretz Chanukah, like the woman, you can create the Neir Chanukah on behalf of the family. So is that the halacha? That once you have a 10-year-old kid, 8-year-old kid, whatever, once he reaches the age of Higil L'chinuch, that's old enough to be Yaisi, the Din of Halacha Yaisi Mitzvah? Or maybe the Chiyuv of Higil L'chinuch is not quite enough, quote unquote, to be mitzi the rest of the Bnei Bais. So in the Gemara, it's unclear. The Gemara never spells out how old this Katan is, pre-chinuch or post-chinuch. So there's another sugya that appears in a parallel area of halacha in Kriyas HaMegillah. That's a Mishnah, actually, in the fifth of the Ramah Kamos. Hakok share in the Kriyas HaMegillah, chut v'cher shet v'katan. That anyone can be a Balkoire, with the exception of a cher shet v'katan, Rabbi the Machshu v'katan. Again, we're going to leave out Rabbi Yudah for now. We pass from like Tanakama, that a Katan cannot be the Balkoire. Why not? Because he's not chayiv in the mitzvah, presumably. So comes Tosa in the sixth of the Ma'amar Kamos, and as a startling statement, Tosa says, how old is this kid? The kid's 11 and a half years old. The kid's he's bar mitzvah next week. Says Tosa, he can't be the Baal Kari. Why not? He's chayiv in the mitzvah al chinuch. Why can't he be the Baal Kari? I understand why he can't be the Baal Tukeya and Rosh Hashanah if he's bar mitzvah next week. Keshov is a mitzvah deraisa, so you have to be chayiv min haTorah to be motzi somebody in the mitzvah. Katan shegil l'chinuch is only chayiv mit derabanan, but Neres Chanukah is only a mitzvah derabanan. Kriyas HaMegillah is only a mitzvah derabanan. So if Kriyas HaMegillah itself is a mitzvah derabanan, why can't the katan shegil l'chinuch read the Megillah? I'm derabanan, you're derabanan. What's the problem? So Tais gives you a whole shtick of Torah on that. But if you lachi pas the rabanan, mishum the Megillah like a chayuva afilu begedolim elamid derabanan. The katanin b'chuyev element derabanan. I feel b'sham mitzvahs. If a gadol like a lachad derabanan in Megillah, she b'sham mitzvahs chayev derais. We'll also trade derabanan mafik chad derabanan. So it's made up a new cloud called. There are 2 degrees of derabanan. Not all derabanan are created equal. For a gadol, kriyas haMegillah is a derabanan because kriyas haMegillah is a derabanan. For a katan, kriyas haMegillah is a derabanan for 2 reasons. Number one, the mitzvah itself is a derabanan, and his general obligation in all mitzvahs is derabanan. So he's a lower level derabanan than me. So here, I'm standing here with my 10-year-old son. I'm chayiv derabanan, he's chayiv derabanan, but I'm more chayiv derabanan than he is. I think there's a phrase in a famous book, Habdol, where everyone's, all Tlainis are equal, some are more equal than others. So Habdol of Habdolas. I'm derabanan, you are derabanan, we're equal, but we're not. I'm a more chayiv than you are, even though I'm also derabanan, because I have what's called a chad derabanan, and you are a trade derabanan. If that's the case, that a lower level Durabanan can't be motzi a high level Durabanan, then that's going to spill up to Neres Chanukah as well. That a child cannot be the Madlikas HaMenorah even if that child is a gil chinuch, even though Shulchan Aruch says emphatically, katan shegil chinuch tzorach l'havuk, there's no shaila whatsoever, there's chinuch on Eretz Chanukah. Is the chiyuv on the hidur? Maybe yeah, maybe no. But chinuch on the ikar chiyuv for sure exists. If there's chiyuv chinuch, so the chorer, the katan, who's 10 and a half years old, could be motzimi in Eretz Chanukah. The answer is no, he can't, says Taisus, because he's a trader, rabban, and I'm only a chad, rabban. There are other Rishonim who have a totally different approach to the sugya, why the child cannot be the madlik, not because of Taisus Cheshbon twos and ones, but based on a comment of the Ramban in the third Pech Maseches Brachas, when the Ramban suggests the mitzvah of chinuch does not transform the katan to be a mechuyev b'davar. Chinuch is not a mitzvah on the child, chinuch is a mitzvah on the father. The father is mechuyev to go through the motions to make sure the kid has the shofar, eats the matzah, has kiddush, there's a tzitzit, whatever it is. The child, if the kid's smart, he'll run away, he doesn't have to. The kid doesn't have to hear the Megillah. The father has to make sure the kid hears the Megillah. And therefore, mitam the gavra of the child's not a mechuyev b'davar. He's not that he's a lower level mechuyev b'davar than the father. He's not a mechuyev b'davar l'gamrei because he doesn't have a chiyuv at all. Not minatari, not minderabon, not gornish from gornish. He's a zero. His father has to make sure that the kid goes through the motions. So we have two different reasons why we are very nervous now to let the 11 and a half year old boy light the menorah on behalf of the family. To light his own menorah gives him hey, but that he should be the one. So the parents are away for the night. So the boy is turning by mitzvah next week. He calls his parents and says, don't worry, mom and dad, I'll take care of everything. I'm going to light the menorah at home. I'll be able to see the B'nai HaBayis. We're not so sure that works. Either because the Tosfos is concerned a trade Rabbanim can't do it on behalf of Chadur Rabbanim, or because of the Ramban, that he's a nothing to Rabbanim. He's a zero. He's a potter than a dover l'gamrei. So comes the Shulchan Aruch in the 7th of Ramban Komas and quotes two different opinions about this very shad. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Isha madlekas nechanaka shafi chayevaz ba. Aval edlika chayevishad v'kotem l'osu klum. Even though the older, the gadol puts the menorah down, that's meaningless. Hadlocha is a mitzvah. V'yesh bisha oimer, there are those who say, v'kotem shegil l'chinuch mutar. There are some who say that, it's okay, it's all right. As long as it's a gil l'chinuch, that would be okay. And the implication of the Shulchan Aruch is, yesh bisha oimer, yeah, and yesh bisha oimer, no. Who's the yesh bisha oimer, no? Taisus the Megillah. Who else is the yesh bisha oimer, no? The Ramban. So yes, some Rishonim do accept it, and some Rishonim say, when the Mishnah says that a Katan can't read the Megillah, that means been below the age of Chinuch. It's kind of hard to understand exactly. He's a crack at Jack Bakuri, but he's only Gil Chinuch. It's hard to understand that. L'chorah, the Mishnah is talking about the kid a week before his bar mitzvah. He's been preparing the Kriyas Megillah for the last 3 years. He knows that Elaine. He's the Gil Chinuch, and he still can't be the Bakuri, right? I mean, again, because we have this image of laning, a guy getting up, with the holder. Laning the Megillah could also be breaking your teeth. That's also called later. We talk about class. That's also called reading the Megillah. So you can have a kid who he's not really gil l'chinuch. Remember this past Purim, it was a year ago. So this past Purim, so where the shul was still in COVID mode in terms of a limited amount of spaces. So we had 5, 6, 7 different minyanim from Kriyas HaMegillah just to spread things out enough time. So we had the first people who were laying in the Megillah very, very early. And then we had people who were, I told them their mikra didn't allow to eat first. And they came back. Then we had the third laying. Then the women's, we had 15 different laying. So we only had like 15, 20 people and they spread out throughout the shul. So we had to make a calculated decision who is chayav in Kriyas HaMegillah. So we felt very bad, but we pushed the student out of the room. So someone who's chayav is going to take precedence of someone who's not chayav. So I said that anyone who's a gil l'chinuch, we have to make room for them. The shul is required. We have to make chadach children in Kriyas HaMegillah. Any child who's a gil l'chinuch is entitled to receive in shul. We'll find your minion. We'll make an extra minion. We'll figure an eitz of you. If you're not mechuyav in Kriyas HaMegillah, elawa, you want to come to bang hummer and you want to come to dress up to share a costume, we'll find something to do tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll find 10 minutes when it's finally over. We'll make a make-believe Purim party for you. But to us to have 15 different minyanim and have people have to wait till 12 o'clock at night to get the Megillah because we're giving seats to people who are 3 years old. We didn't think that was the proper message to the community either. So now the multi-million dollar question fell on my lap last year. How old is the child? At what point do we say the child is chayv in chinuch? So the answer to that question is it's not so easy to tell because we said each mitzvah is a little bit different. Each child is a little bit different. So basic cloud that emanates from the Gemara is that once the child is able to perform it, knows how to, appreciates, understands, and able to do the mitzvah, to know how to do the mitzvah Kriyas HaMegillah means you have to be able to sit still for half an hour and listen. If a kid can't sit, a kid walks in and he's walking around and he's banging his friend over the head with something and he's walking around shaking his braga at the wrong time, I said, that means he's low in Gil L'chinuch. So I said that any child who you feel can actually come and sit from the beginning of the Megillah to the end of the Megillah and to some degree pay attention, as much as his parents paying attention, in some degree pay attention to what's happening. So I said, that's called the Gilachin in my book. I said, a kid below that age, on a regular year, Gazunta 8, Anashim Nashim Ataf will bring everybody into the Kriyas and Megillah. But if we're counting seats, and we're counting Minyanim, we're counting spots, so we'll make a little outdoor carnival tomorrow. We'll make some COVID-friendly carnival tomorrow morning. But in terms of holding up the seaboard for people who are not Chayv anyway, I think that was right. So that was kind of the guidelines that we gave here. So bottom line is, for sure the kids of Chinuch have to hear the Megillah. And for sure the kids of Chinuch have to light the menorah, whatever shape and form that means. Can they be motzi a gadol? That's far from poshut. So Shulchan Aruch presents it as two opinions. So I had a shayla once. A woman called me. I didn't know the other woman was. She called me and she said that her husband was out of town, and she realized someone in the house has to light the menorah. She never lights. Many married women have the practice of shabur, of course, the practice of married women don't light. Not everyone agrees. They have different ideas. But this woman says she never lit the menorah. She always was yotze with her husband. Husband's in a business trip for 3 nights, Hanukkah. So what should she do? So I asked her, who else is in the family? So she said, I'm home with my oldest child. It's a 12-year-old boy. So I said to her, you should light. If your son wants light also, that's fine. That's what we do. The Ramah says it also, but you should really light the menorah. Because if the only halacha that's taking place is your 12-year-old son, the fact that your husband may be lighting some other place, but that doesn't affect you because you're not in that house. So you have to be yotze in your house. I said, your 12-year-old son is 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, whether he can be yotze you, even though he's a gilchei chinuch, but not so posh that works for a variety of reasons. Place in the Ramban. So I said, the correct thing to do is that in addition to your son lighting, you should actually be lighting. So she was very, very taken aback. She said, where I come from, she said, it's unheard of. Married women, they light the menorah. It's a kfirah for a married woman to light the menorah. I'm much more comfortable having my 12-year-old son to light the menorah. She wasn't calling me from the Chassidish background. She was, whatever. I don't know exactly. I don't remember who she was, but I didn't get the sense. So she was arguing me. She was basically, I mean, in a nice way, wasn't disrespectful, saying she thought the Pesach was a little bit too progressive, that I was encouraging her to light the menorah rather than Yotzei Hasad. I try to explain to her, this has nothing to do with progression. This has nothing to do with anything. This has to do with 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. That according to one opinion, Shulchan Aruch, you're not going to be Yotzei Legamrei. So I said, this is not a modern Pesach. This is a Shulchan Aruch. This is right out of two opinions in Shulchan Aruch. The more correct thing to do is don't get involved in the Shaila. Light yourself. She couldn't bring herself. She said, I can't, Rabbi. I can't. My chassidish blood was not going to work. My grandparents in Europe won't accept it. So she said, I have to rely on myself. I didn't want to say, okay, so you rely on the day in the Shulchan Aruch that it doesn't quote. The Shulchan Aruch quotes Yesh B'Sha'im, that it's okay. And one day is that it's not okay. So you're relying on one day in Shulchan Aruch. But if you ask me, L'maisa, what to do, the more correct Pesach is not to get involved in the Tazen or Amban or Shulchan Torah. Just fight yourself and finish. And your ancestors will be my home. The Chiyai Gavim is perfectly okay. And not only okay, it's the more correct thing to do for the married woman to light her. Okay.
Is there a thing between the
Gila
and lighting though? Because, you know,
Megillah may be more chamur. The Shulchan Aruch, you know, because Chanukah quotes 2 days, and the Megillah doesn't quote the other day. He just says it can't be melted the bell. Finished. So the Achareim tried to figure out why the Shulchan Aruch was a little bit more machmer and Hilchus Purim than Hilchus Yochanan.